here at Buena Vista, we have one charter member who is left here with us, and that's Brother George Day after the passing of his wife, Sue Evelyn, this week. And I want to take a break from the sermon series that we've been doing over the last few weeks of Who's Your One. And this morning, I want to take a short moment in time just to focus on a legacy. You know, we've talked about in the last few weeks a little bit about a legacy. You know, in particular, talking about personal evangelism and reaching out to the lost, how important that is to leave a legacy of being that good and that faithful servant. Well, this morning, we want to talk about how we build that legacy. In preparing for it, I thought of a few quotes and found a few quotes that I thought were pretty fitting that helps us to understand the difference between a reputation and a legacy. Does everybody know the difference in the two, a reputation and a legacy? You can gain a reputation very quickly, but a legacy takes a what? A lifetime. That's right. You know, it doesn't take but just one short moment to gain a reputation. One person said it like this. He says, your reputation is who you are supposed to be, but your legacy is who you are. Your reputation is what you have when you come into a new community, and your legacy is what you leave behind when you go. A reputation is made in a moment, and a legacy is built in a lifetime. A single newspaper report or careless gossip can give you a reputation, but a life of toil gives you a legacy. And I thought this one was probably the best. Reputation is what men say about you on your tombstone, but a legacy is what your children will live with for the rest of their lives. I think that probably says it best. Psalms 112, verses 1 and 2. The book of Psalms, chapter 112, verses 1 and 2, and I'll ask one more time, if you would, please stand with me, that we give honor and reverence to the reading of the Word of God. Psalms 112, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist said it this way. He says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed." You may be seated. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for the blessing of today. Lord, we thank You for the gift of life. We thank You for Your gifts of grace and of mercy. And Lord, as we come now, but for just a short moment in time, Lord, I pray that You help us to see and understand the difference between a reputation and a legacy. Lord, I pray that You help us as believers, Lord, to see and understand that a legacy should be something that we leave for our children, that our children should seek to obtain the legacy that we leave behind. Lord, I pray that our children in us would see us as good and as faithful servants of You. Lord, that we would leave them good morals, that we would leave them good teaching, and most of all, Lord, we would leave them with a firm understanding of You and Your grace and Your mercy. Lord, I pray that this morning, if there's somebody here who's never known You in the free pardon of sin, Lord, somebody who's never invited You into their heart and their life, Lord, I pray that today, before it's everlasting too late, Lord, that they would come and give their heart and their life to You. Lord, there's no greater way to begin a legacy than beginning it in You. Lord, Father, maybe there are Christians here among us today, Lord, who just struggle. Lord, we know that life is difficult. Lord, we know that there's always going to be sin and temptation that attempts to snare us. And Lord, I pray that if there's somebody here this morning who's struggling with it, Lord, I pray, Father, that they would come to this altar, Lord, that they would seek Your face and Your face alone, that they could overcome the tolls and the snares that they are struggling with. So, Lord, we just give it all to You this morning. It's in Your holy and precious name we pray and ask these things. Amen. A life worthy of a legacy. What does it take? If you want to leave something more than a reputation behind in this world, what is it that you have to do to obtain a good legacy? Well, I believe the psalmist here in the verses of Scripture that we read this morning gives us a pretty good understanding of what we first must do, what really has to be supreme in our life if we want to leave behind a legacy, and it is this: fear the Lord and obey Him. You know, we serve a God who is worthy to be feared. I think a lot of times we think about, especially in reading of the Old Testament, we see a verse of Scripture like this that says, you know, be in fear of the Lord, to have a fear of the Lord. In the King James Version, that's what these verses of Scripture would tell us. I tell you this, we serve a God who is almighty. We serve a God who is all-powerful. And our reverence and awe of the Lord should be likened unto a healthy spiritual fear. Amen? That is the God that we serve. He is that great and He is that almighty. But I think one of the problems in society and the world today is that we've forgotten about fearing this almighty and this great God. You know, we've forgotten how great He is. We've forgotten how mighty He is. We've forgotten that He should be the supreme entity, the supreme thing in our life. We go about living our lives today and allowing so much other stuff to take the number one place. You know, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's work, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's some other sin or some other temptation within our life. It can be a lot of different things. But I tell you this, that if we're going to have a legacy in the Lord, we've got to learn to fear Him and obey Him. Amen? That's just the truth. We don't like to think about it like that sometimes, but we should fear the Lord in the sense that He is an almighty God. He is an all-powerful God. How many of you as a child growing up had a healthy fear of mom or dad? Any of you? I hope most of you. You know, if you're growing up, you knew that if you did certain things at home, that you were probably going to have to reap the consequences. And in the home that I grew up in, sometimes it meant you got a spanking. I didn't get a whole lot of them growing up. I didn't get nearly as many as I deserved, but I can remember some good ones. Any of you all? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I say this, I'm not saying that spanking is the only means or way, that it's the supreme way of discipline. I'm not telling you that. You have to parent the way that you feel the Lord leads you to parent. But I believe that I am the man that I am today because I had parents who disciplined me growing up and who taught me right from wrong. And I want to tell you, I love my mother and my father, but growing up, I had a healthy fear of mom and dad. You know, I knew that if I crossed the line, I was going to have to pay the consequences. I knew if I did wrong and I got caught, I was going to have to answer to mom and to dad. You know, our relationship with God should not be so different. We should know and have this feeling and understanding that when we do wrong, we're going to have the consequences. You know, God expects us to be the men and women of Him that He wants us to be. When we do wrong, we know that there are going to be consequences. And you probably remember several weeks ago, we talked about, through a series of messages, we talked about and brought up the fact that God gives us consequences in our lives for when we do wrong, for when we fail. Why? Because He loves us. Amen? He chastens us and He corrects us because He loves us. And if you had a good mother or father growing up, they chastened you or corrected you, taught you the way that you should live your life. Why? Because they loved you. You want to leave behind a legacy in the Lord, learn to fear the Lord and to obey Him. Amen? Learn to obey Him. What else? A life worthy of a legacy is a life where you recognize the needs of the world and you respond with compassion and action. I'm a believer in this. You know, the Lord teaches us a lot of things. He taught us a lot of things in His life and in the Gospels. He leaves so many words of wisdom. But I think about Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. We see how compassionate that Christ was. He says in verse 36, when He saw the crowd, He had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Christ looked upon this group of people and He saw a group of people who needed a leader. And it says that in His heart He had compassion for them. I believe that one of the saddest things about the world and society today is that as human beings we are failing and forgetting to have sympathy and empathy and compassion for other human beings. I see that in my job. In the work that I do, I see so many people who just do not have compassion for their fellow humans. And it's sad. It breaks my heart because we should have compassion for those in the world who need compassion. We should have a heart's desire to be likened unto Christ. And it says when He saw the multitude, He had compassion because they were in need. But notice that so often in the life of Christ, He didn't just have compassion and leave it at that. He had compassion, but so often Christ responded with action and deed. It's easy for us sometimes as people to look upon somebody and have compassion or sympathy or empathy for them, but then it seems like that's all that we do. If you want to leave behind a legacy, if you want to live a life that leaves behind a legacy, you've got to be like Christ. And you've got to have compassion for those that are in need. But more than just having compassion, you must respond with appropriate action. Amen? That means doing. It's so easy to say, you know what, that person needs this or that person needs that. It's so easy to say, man, wouldn't it be great if somebody would do something about this? Or my heart breaks for those people. Anybody ever said that? My heart breaks for those people. What have you done for those people that your heart breaks for? That's a good question. What have you done for those that your heart breaks for? Christ so often, in other examples of the Scripture, when He would see and have compassion upon the multitude, that was one of the reasons why He fed the thousands. Why? Because He had compassion over them, because He knew that they were hungry. As human beings today, we have forgotten how to love. We have forgotten, it seems like, how to show compassion to fellow human beings. If you want to leave behind a legacy that's worth leaving behind, you've got to learn to fear the Lord and obey Him, but you also have to learn to recognize the needs of this world, the needs of our fellow human beings, and respond with compassion and with action. I believe if you want to live a life that's worthy of a legacy, you've also got to make the decision to pray. Did you see that? You put all that stuff up here and you knew I was going to knock that stuff off eventually. It could be worse. It could be a flower arrangement that I couldn't see over the top of. Difficult being short, I tell you. You want to live a life that's worthy of a legacy? Pray that God will use you to accomplish His purpose. Amen? Pray that God will use you to accomplish His purpose. Remember what we shared with last week? What was the purpose of Christ? We read that verse of Scripture that says He comes to seek and to save that which is lost. That was the purpose of Christ. The whole reason that Christ came to this earth, gave of His life, died on a cross, was for the purpose of saving the lost. That was it. The whole reason that Christ gave of His life was so that the lost might be saved. Yeah, He didn't come just to make a friend. He didn't come just because He didn't have anything better to do. He didn't come because He wanted anything on the sidelines. He wanted to come and give of His life so that we might know Him and have a relationship with Him in the free pardon of sin. You know, a lot of people want to do things in life. Why? So they can get something in return, right? Christ came and gave of His life not so that He could receive something in return, not because He had a skewed idea of getting something in return, but He came and gave of His life freely knowing that many would reject Him. He came and gave of His life freely knowing that He would be mocked. He came and He gave of His life freely for any who would be willing to accept, expecting nothing in return. Why? Because deep down the Lord knew beyond a doubt that there was never going to be anything that we could do that was going to be worthy of repaying Him for the gift that He gave. Amen? You hear that? There is nothing that you could possibly do that could repay Christ for the gift of life that He has given us through His death on the cross. So Christ comes not with something in return, or the idea that He's going to receive something in return, but He came and He gave of Himself freely that you might go free. That is His purpose. Well, I'm telling you, church, that we should pray that we would leave behind a legacy that we were involved in accomplishing the purpose of why Christ came. Because that's a legacy that lasts forever. That's a legacy that lives through eternity. The greatest desire that we should have as believers and as followers of Christ is to want to see others saved. You know, I think that Paul probably said it the best. He was speaking of the Jews, and Paul said, I would have given of my own salvation if they would but believe. That's a paraphrase, but I promise you it's a close one. Paul's desire was that the lost would be saved. So much so that he says, I would give of my own salvation so that they might believe. Think about that. Have you ever loved or cared for the lost so much that you would say to the Lord, Lord, I would give of my own salvation. I would give up eternity with You that if they could but see and believe that they would go free. Man, that's a desire to see lost people saved. To say, I'll give up my own salvation. I'll give it up. Paul knew that it didn't work that way. Paul knew in order for them to be saved, they were going to have to come to their own realization of Christ Jesus as Lord. But the point is this, Paul loved and had compassion enough that he was willing to give of his own salvation to see people saved. He desired to be a part of accomplishing the purpose of why Christ came. He came to seek and to save the lost. Your desire as a follower of Him, if you want to leave behind a legacy worth noting, is to be a part of that purpose. The fourth thing, you want to live a life worthy of a legacy? You've got to fear the Lord and obey Him. You've got to recognize the need and respond with compassion and action. You've got to pray that God will use you to accomplish His purpose. But if you're here and you're a parent, I tell you this, you need to ask God to give you the strength and the ability to raise your kids with a sense of purpose, direction, and mission. The best thing that you can do in leaving behind a legacy is teach your kids to have purpose, direction, and mission. Purpose is kind of easy. That purpose should be the same purpose that we just talked about. A purpose to believe and to follow in the Lord, to have a relationship with Him, and to serve Him. That sense of direction should always be the direction of following the Holy Spirit. You know, you can never go wrong in life as a believer in Christ if you follow the direction of the Lord that He gives you through the Holy Spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody? I hope that you do. I hope that if you are a believer, that the Holy Spirit is something that you lean on heavily to give you the direction that you need in your life and mission. Give your kids a mission. Give them something to do in serving others. Teach them to have compassion. Teach them to serve. Not just God, not just the church, but teach them to serve others. Why? Because Christ, in His greatest examples of servitude, served His disciples as He washed their feet. If you remember that verse of Scripture, He taught how to serve one another. Teach them to love one another. Teach them to have compassion. Teach them to have humility. Teach them to love the Lord. Teach them to love their neighbor. Teach them to love their enemies. That's a hard one sometimes, is it not? It's hard for us to teach our children about purpose and direction and mission if we first ourselves do not have purpose, direction, and mission. You know when the time is to start these things? The time is right now. The time to begin building a legacy is right now. Not 10 or 15 years down the road. Not when your kids get older. You want to teach your kids these things? Teach them right now while they're young. Anybody ever tried to teach your child something after they were about 10 or 11 years old? Anybody? You know how well that works? Like a lead balloon. Amen? Like a lead balloon. You know, psychologists say that we are who we are as people, as persons, by about the age of 7 or 8. Our greatest moral values, our moral compass is basically established by about the time you're 7 or 8 years of age. If you haven't started teaching your kids about purpose, direction, mission, compassion, and love, start it now. Leave behind the legacy that your kids can live with. Amen? Leave behind a legacy your kids can live with. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never known Christ. It's impossible to begin a legacy for yourself or for others without knowing Him. The greatest thing that God did for us was to give His Son, to give of Him freely, that if we believe in Him, that we might go free. If you've never believed in Christ Jesus, maybe you're sitting here and you know beyond a doubt that you've never asked Him into your heart and your life. You've never asked Him for forgiveness. You know that you need to be saved. Would you not come this morning and give your heart and your life to Christ? Begin a legacy for yourself and for your family. Begin it with a relationship in Him. Maybe you're here as a follower of Christ. You know Him. You had a relationship with Him. But that relationship over time has become strained. You've turned away from your purpose and your mission and your direction in life. You're just kind of living life as you see fit, how you see fit, when you see fit. Maybe your relationship with the Lord needs a rededication. Maybe your relationship with the Lord just needs a reboot. I would ask of you today, if you know that your relationship isn't where that it should be, would you not come to this altar and ask the Lord to change your life? He saved you once, and I guarantee if you ask Him to help remove things from your life that you know shouldn't be there, He's faithful and He will do it. He'll help you be the man or the woman of God that you want to be. You come this morning. As our praise and our worship team comes, we'll move from this time of preaching, we'll come to a time of response. I would ask you to respond this morning, however God is working on your heart, however the Lord is leading you. If it's a call to salvation, I would love to share with you this morning how that you might be saved. Don't let anything keep you from coming this morning and asking the Lord to change your heart and to change your life. Begin a legacy with Him today. Maybe you're here and you're just struggling. Maybe you want to pray for yourself. Maybe you want to pray for others. You come, this altar is open. However the Lord is working on your heart, you respond this morning. Lord, Father, as we close out this time of preaching, Lord, I would ask that we but respond this morning in a way that would be appropriate. Lord, I pray that we would but respond in such a way that would be honorable and pleasing in Your sight. Lord, I pray that if there's somebody here who's lost, Lord, that they would begin a legacy with You today. That they would come and give their heart and their life to You. That they would come and be saved. Lord, Father, I pray for the Christian who may be struggling in their walk. Lord, maybe they just need to be uplifted. Lord, maybe they just need strength. Lord, maybe they just need forgiveness. Lord, Father, I'd ask that they would come. Lord, we give it all to You this morning, and it's in Your holy, precious name we ask these things. Amen.
Let's all stand together.
Oh, Thank you.